Morning Show at East Coast. Now, the Great British Bake Off was back on Channel 4 on our screens last night. And this year we have 13 contestants instead of 12, with two contestants aged just 20. They were challenged to make a fruit cake, a technical challenge of angel cakes, and a showstopper of a birthday cake they dreamed of as a child. Helena wanted to create a fairy cake, but there was a little confusion.
Tell us what you're going to make with the cake.
It's a fairy garden. I had a fairy garden as a child. I have one now.
You've got a what, sorry?
A fairy garden now.
Fairy garden.
Is it my
accent? Oh, a fairy garden.
What do you think this is then?
Well, like fair.
Fairy garden. No, fairy garden.
I know what you're thinking.
OMG. Okay. Anne Kennedy and Claire Hogan from the podcast here in East Coast FM. They've called it No More Soggy Bottoms. They are here. They were glued to the tellies last night and are going to tell us about the TV show and indeed their podcast. Anne, you are a dedicated viewer from the early days.
Absolutely. Year 10. And it's fantastic. A very young crowd last night. I was a little bit disappointed at that. I thought they were, you know, it was really the balance wasn't there because obviously I'm in my prime, as they say. But it was super, and that innuendo. Yeah. I mean, it's funny because they had complaints about it. They had complaints, but they didn't put them off last night. It was so funny.
There was a number of innuendo clips on that show last night.
Fantastic altogether.
Yeah.
And then the opening, of course, with the Wizard of Oz was like crazy. I mean,
they are crazy.
They are nuts. Yeah.
And but there's somebody who probably has set up all the previous nights and they've been practicing and all that sort of stuff, getting ready for the big occasion, and they're gone. Because they dumped somebody already.
They did, that's controversial as
well. I mean, I think people expected Jamie to go.
Yeah, well, he did.
He didn't do very well.
He didn't do well at all, but he was
gorgeous.
Adorable.
He was so nice. There was just something really nice about him, and even when he was talking about how badly he did, he got a bit teary-eyed. And when a man gets teary-eyed, you know, it's hard to resist. You know what I mean? Like, it's in there so cute, like, because boys don't cry. Do you know what I mean?
Mm, no, and he was. So, yeah, there was a lot of. He got a lot of screen time as well last night. He did deserve to go. But Dan wasn't great either.
Dan
to be
wasn't
honest,
great,
and he did go.
No. I think probably it was very close between the two of them. I think maybe Jamie was a little bit worse, but maybe
he was,
his personality just...
And he has to go back to his family and said, well, my brief appearance on the Great British Bake Off.
Yeah,
so they're down to 11 now.
Yeah. 12.
12.
12.
And they will have, there's 13 this year, so one of the nights, two of them will go, and they haven't said when it's just going to randomly happen, two will go, so that'll be...
I can't wait for that, that's always so
dramatic. And is there still as much magic as previous series?
Oh, yeah, more, even more so. It was very, very good last night, and they really challenged them as well.
They did.
I mean, 2.5 hours to bake and decorate a fruitcake, it takes 3 hours in the oven, the fruitcake I make takes 3 hours in the oven, so...
I haven't a clue.
So,
but they were amazing, and there was a lot of mistakes last night. There was a lot of stuff dumped as well.
I thought their angel cakes are very messy. When you buy an angel cake in the shop, they're always so pretty and nice, but some of them are really, really, really bad. Like, I wouldn't buy them. But some of them are really, really good as well. Some of them are really impressive.
Yeah, no, there's some very, very cute contestants.
Okay, well, we look forward to that. So it'll be on Tuesday nights on Channel 4. But the main event actually happens at East Coast FM, because between the two of you, you've come up with your podcast, which is called No More Soggy Bottoms. Yeah. Is that personal or to do with baking?
Baking? Excuse you.
I think, that term, of course, I think was
Mary Berry.
Mary Berry invented that. Yeah. And it's been used an awful lot.
So tell us about the podcast. What can we hear?
So the first podcast came out yesterday, and it was on the lead up to the Bake Off. And we just chatted about the contestants, and we meet a star baker from Wicklow who'll share a recipe. But we also spoke to Karen Wright, who was on the Bake Off last year, and she was absolutely amazing. Such a nice person. She gave us kind of a great insight onto what it was like to be on the Bake Off. and she was telling us that, you know, they have a WhatsApp group from last year and they were all messaging when the big reveal came out about who was on this year. And I just thought it was really sweet. And she was talking about how she was really close with one of the contestants from last year, and they went to Austria together and someone recognised them, and it was really bizarre.
Yeah, that was a great place.
Yeah, and it was, she was really, really fun, and it gave us a good insight into what it's like behind the scenes. And then we went to Anne Fortune's house in Kilcool.
Fantastic,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, she's an amazing baker.
She's a proper baker for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, what did she make, Anne?
Lemon meringue pie. So there was three elements to it. She did the sponge base, and then she did the actual lemon curd, and then she did the meringue. Yeah. And it was a really, it was a masterclass.
So as an amateur baker, you could listen to the podcast and get an idea of how to do.
Yeah? As the podcast progresses, we'll give more recipes. And Claire has actually made bread this week.
For the first time. Karen challenged me. She was like, I said, well, I hadn't really ever really baked anything that wasn't in like a packet, or, you know, I made cakes that are chocolate biscuit cakes, so it's melting chocolate and sticking it together. But anyway, so I said I didn't bake anything. So Karen challenged me to make soda bread. So I made it. So I'll put my little recipe in the podcast for next week.
Right, have you tasted this soda bread yet, Anne?
I haven't, but
I'll bring in some during the week.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. I won't poison you, I promise.
So, and you're going to be running the podcast in conjunction with the program, well, not officially, of course, but in time-wise to...
So our next one will be out tomorrow, and today we're heading to Greystones to meet Gavin, who's going to, Gavin Murphy, and we're going to make some sourdough bread, and we'll put that in the podcast.
Okay, so how do I access this?
It's on the podcast? East Coast FM website. If you go to the eastcoast.fm and then you go to podcasts, we're in there, and it's called No More Soggy Bottoms, and there's a lovely picture of a cupcake.
Yes.
All right, well, the best of luck. We certainly do that, because we love a, you know, a bit of sweet toots and satisfying that. Anne Kennedy and Claire Hogan from the podcast here at East Coast of M, No More Soggy Bottoms, which reflects this journey of the Great British Bake Off on Channel 4.